Hey guys, and welcome to another Sugar Hill Church weekday podcast. This is Bobby. It is such an honor, a thrill to join you today on the podcast. I'm honored you would listen to this today. My hope is it'll be helpful, it'll be encouraging, and that if it's something that is helpful, that you'd share it with somebody today. Well, on Tuesday's podcast, we talked a little bit about mistakes. We don't often like to admit it, but all of us have done some really dumb stuff. We've done some things that we wish we could undo, some things that we wish we could take back. And if we're not careful, we'll beat ourselves up over it, so much so that we allow that thing to define us. And so I just want to say, if you're in that boat today, right, if you're carrying that, you don't have to do that. One of the things that we've learned in Scripture is that every saint has a past and every sinner has a future. And what I mean by that, every saint, every person that we put on a pedestal, every person that we think is so great, those Bible people, they all have a past. They all have mistakes. They've all sinned. They've all done dumb stuff. So every saint does have a past, but every sinner, somebody that submits to Christ and says, "Would you help me?" Every sinner has a future. Well, one little piece of this before we move into the positive part on next Tuesday is this realization that there are going to be consequences. Absolutely. There's no way around it. You can't get out of the consequences. And we learned this as a kid. I mean, as a kid, I learned that there are consequences for my mistakes. In fact, it was so funny. My mom would say some of those silly things that every parent says when you get in trouble. My mom would ask me, "Do you want a spanking?" I'm thinking, really? Has there ever been a kid on the planet that said, "I would love that. That would be amazing"? Or sometimes parents say this. They say, "This is going to hurt me more than it hurts you." I'm thinking, well, let's switch roles then, right? That's just a silly reminder that there are consequences. Well, King David, who we started talking about Tuesday, lived out consequences. David wrote in Psalm 51, after a year of running from his sin, he said, "Be gracious to me, O God, according to your loving kindness, according to the greatness of your compassion, blot out my transgressions." See, David learned the hard way that when you make mistakes, when you sin, there are always going to be consequences. Let me just rattle off how David felt on the inside. On the outside, he looked like he had it together, but on the inside, he felt a million miles away from God. Here's some words that describe him. The first word is dirty. I mean, listen to how he writes in Psalm 51. Verse 2, he says, "Wash me and cleanse me." Verse 7, "Purify me with hyssop and I shall be clean. Wash me and I will be whiter than snow." In verse 10, he says, "Create in me a clean heart." So over and over and over again, you get the sense that he felt dirty. Another thing that he felt was dominated. He says in verse 3, he says, "For I know my transgression and my sin is ever before me." It's this idea that it's going over and over and over and over again in his head, that he's being reminded of it. He feels dominated by it. He can't escape it. Another word that describes him is he felt great difficulty. In verse 8, he says, "Make me to hear joy and gladness again. Let the bones which you've broken rejoice." This is poetic language of saying, "God, this isn't working. Something's broken inside of me. God, I don't know what I'm going to do with this." And often, he also felt depressed. In verse 12, he says, "Restore to me the joy of your salvation." Right? There was something missing. There was something down in his spirit. And one of the other words that describes him is simply disgusting. In verse 9, he says, "Hide your face from my sins. Blot out all my iniquities." See, David had to live through consequences. And one of the reasons why this is a reminder for today is sometimes we don't like consequences. Sometimes we think, well, if I pray one prayer, if I make one decision, then God's going to forgive me and he's going to wipe out all the consequences. But that's just not true. God does forgive us, absolutely, but there are consequences for mistakes. One of the things that broke David's heart is he realized he had broken the heart of God. So he did the best thing that he could do in that moment is he asked God to clean him. Well, I hope you'll join me on Tuesday because that's really the positive part of all of this. We're going to talk about some simple reminders. If you've ever been there, if you've ever felt like you needed a do-over, if you've ever felt like you made a big mistake and you're trying to navigate through that, well, join me next Tuesday as we talk about what a comeback actually looks like. And hey, if you missed the Sunday message on the 22nd, where we talked about this idea of making a comeback. I would be honored if you'd watch the replay or listen to it. And one of the ways you can do that is just on my blog. Go to yourbetterstory.com. Again, that's just yourbetterstory.com, and you'll find the post about how to make a comeback. Well, that's all I have for today. I hope you have a great, great Thursday, and we look forward to you joining us tomorrow, Friday, for Pastor Chuck's edition of the Weekday Podcast. Have a great day.